Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
E-T-I-F Radio.
I just wish we had somebody good to shoot at, that's all.
Hey, man, don't you know that's illegal?
The fuck is this?
Your worst nightmare, Butthorn.
McBain!
Yeah!
Coming to you live from Internet Station TGIF. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. One, two, three, shot. Just did a shot of bourbon. Hell yes! Episode 400. Fucking deserved. Oops, I unmuted the wrong microphone. Hey. I really did that.
Oh yeah, hey.
So sorry about that.
We're chilling, dog.
Hey, it wouldn't be the 400th episode if something still went wrong.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fine. It took 9 years to get to this point. I know the math is a little bit off, but we take vacations sometimes. It's completely warranted. And that was the easiest shot of bourbon I've ever taken. I shouldn't do a second one.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Let's call that
good.
Bad
idea.
Yeah.
Let's let the little bit warm our bellies and loosen our mouths.
Yeah, we got a bundt cake waiting for us downstairs.
Gang
in celebration.
Shit. Whole lot of gang shit.
It's got nuts in it. I won't tell you what kind. You have to figure that out yourself.
Walnuts.
Maybe.
I can't remember.
I'm hoping there's cashews.
Almonds?
I just like cashews. What?
No.
I just like cashews.
What about, you know what would be weird?
I'm a weird guy.
Peanuts. Hmm.
Peanuts and cake.
That would be weird.
That would be weird. I'm glad it's not just me.
Like, no, that's weird.
By all rights, it should be fine, but
peanut
it's fucking
butter,
not.
Peanut butter, but not peanuts.
Yes.
Ew, peanuts and cake. That sounds gross.
It does sound gross, but I'm sure there's a way to do it right. The key is to make the cake mostly out of Reese's peanut butter cups. It's hard to do, but it can be done. It also might have to be mostly ice cream, too. Mm-hmm.
If anybody could do it right, it would be your mother. This is not a your mom joke. This is just a fact.
No, yeah. No, she makes cakes.
Yes. Very well.
You should, we should commission her to do this.
Yeah.
Find a way to put peanuts in a cake that is tasteful.
Make it not bad.
That is your challenge. Is that a, that might have been a cooking show already. You get the worst ingredients and you're told to make something good out of it.
I think it's just chopped.
Is that what chopped is?
I think so.
They like.
No, damn. They don't give you the worst ingredients. They just give you weird ones.
Oh, okay.
They're like, here's a bowl of fingernails. Figure it out. And you're like, what the fuck? And then they end up making like a perfect fish or something.
Yeah, I just want to, you get like three terrible ingredients and you have to use at least two of them in order to pass the challenge. And if you use all three, then you're in the Hall of Fame or something. or you get an extra $100. The Hall of Fame is shitty food.
Yeah.
Why not? You know what's definitely in the Hall of Fame of shitty food?
What?
You know what? I didn't actually have anything for that. I was hoping I would think of something, and it didn't work out.
You can't just
always have faith in your improv skills. You got to plan ahead.
Who said I did? I have no.
Me.
you hope too much.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I have a lot of faith in you. Like, who else is going to cough sneeze at the same time just in... at the exact right time for it to be hilarious.
That's true. Who is going to do that?
Renee.
Yeah, I could
probably
do that.
Renee Gildersleeve.
Okay, I know what it is.
Cheering fans.
Coconut goes in the Shitty Food Hall of Fame.
What? Dude, that fucks with coconut.
No, coconut's awful.
No, it's okay.
Okay, no.
Like,
here's
Almond Joys.
Here's what
fan.
Makes it so awful.
Me too.
It tricks.
I like mounds, though.
I don't do the same thing.
It doesn't have almonds.
Oh. Still good.
Yes.
Here's what makes it so awful. It managed to trick most of the world into thinking that it was a good food. And you all fell for it.
Like
I'm
spaghetti.
Here to tell you, it's time to wake up.
Like spaghetti.
Maybe.
I hate spaghetti.
You hate spaghetti?
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
Fucking hate spaghetti.
Wow, I did not know this.
Yeah, not a big fan. Lasagna's
oh,
good though.
This is different over there.
Is it? What?
You switched them out.
Oh, gang shit, dude.
What?
Hell yeah.
The Delia. Microphone guys.
Oh,
the holder Deedly boppers.
No, I did this one. I have two more to fill in these ones.
I haven't been here for 2 weeks, So
that's true. Yeah. Okay. That's why. That's why we've got staggered observations of what the microphone holders are. It's okay. I have more in the box. They will soon all match, and everything will be okay.
Hell yeah.
Everything will be okay. How are you? How are things with you?
Yeah.
You having a good time? Is everybody having a nice time? Have you met your neighbors?
What is this? What's he doing?
Say hello to your neighbors.
He's having a hard day.
Did you have a stroke?
No, we just had a really bad day.
No, yeah. Relatable. It's absolutely a bad day. Why do you think there's a half inch of bourbon in this cup? It's not even one full finger.
Can I have more bourbon?
Yeah, you can have some more. Why not? I murdered a computer to get this bourbon, so...
Hell yeah.
It needs to be drunk. Oh, God.
Drinked.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And there's lots of napkins for all this spillage that I'm doing.
Fucking shit.
Yeah. Let's see.
It goes down better after the first shot.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna risk it.
Yeah, don't.
Aha, I did it.
I'm
orange, baby.
I'm usually capable...
Did you do this?
You should try it.
No.
Come on, man. How colorblind are you? For reference, it is a Rubik's Cube that is mostly blacks, grays, and whites.
And silver.
No, you just got white and dark white.
What?
Dark white?
Dark white.
Gray?
No, like the darkest white that you can get.
Somewhere
black?
Out there, Jared.
No, dark white.
Jared, somewhere out
peak
there.
Peak racism.
Somewhere out there, an impressionist painter is screaming at you, wondering where you went wrong in life.
And you know what? I'm going to show my butthole and be like, you know what? I got the internet.
Wow.
Paint this.
Yeah, paint this
what
in your shades of gray.
You know what? What would an impressionist butthole look like? It would probably be square.
It would probably look like the community flag.
It probably would look like that.
Just an asterisk.
An
in a circle.
The crossroads of knowledge. What is it? It's not it's supposed to be anything
e pluribus
real.
Pluribus.
Anus.
Anus.
That's what it is.
You know what? Actually, I've never watched that show Community, but I did see a bunch of like the funny clips from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That show looks like a national treasure.
You will
it's
like
good.
It.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch it.
You will like it. It has a tumultuous history, though, because
I don't know what that means.
It means that for the fourth season, the original creator of the show got fired, so people were just trying to keep it alive for the fourth season, so it's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the fifth season, it got canceled,
mm-hmm.
and the sixth season ended up getting produced by Yahoo on the internet. And then the streaming service that helped produce that sixth season eventually became defunct. So I guess that was $2 million well spent, I suppose, to give us that sixth season. Because that was their goal from the beginning.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
They closed it up real good.
Okay.
Because they had a mantra from season three of six seasons and a movie. They just wanted to get that done. They got their six seasons, and now they're trying to figure out the movie.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I just love
I hope it works.
Senior Chang. Dude,
yes.
I fucking love that lunatic.
I'm Senior Chang and I'm so ill. This is a warning. I can't be killed. All in your cabeza without a chaser. Not another teacher with this much flavor. Chang. God damn.
Dude, he just like rolls in after every.
I am a man who can never die. And it's fucking true,
You've
man.
You've never seen this, but you know that?
I saw that one clip, and I still have it saved on my phone. It was hilarious. It's the funniest thing I've
you
ever seen in my entire
thing.
Life.
You need to watch the whole thing.
Jared,
I know I need to.
I
you
need
also
you.
Need to watch Sabrina.
I know. I'm working on
Please.
It.
Please.
Don't yell at me.
Watch it.
I'm sensitive.
I need you to start bringing flash drives to this show so I can just give you TV
like,
to take home with you. Yeah.
Now watch it.
You were also supposed to bring your computer here, and you did not do that, but that's fine.
Yeah. No, because I brought my computer over to my buddy's house because we're in the same trig class, so we were going to do some trig stuff.
Oh, yeah, the one who stared at you in the back of the room.
Yeah,
until you
and I was like,
around.
What's up? And he's like, oh, hey. I had no idea
happens.
We were in the same trig class. Anyway, I bring my computer over to his house, and I remembered how much of a butthole my computer is to try to hook up to any Wi-Fi network ever.
Oh, yeah?
You could sit there and click and just click around for an hour. No matter what you do, it won't work, and then all of a sudden it does.
Well, that sounds like it needs me to look at it and scare it back to reality.
No, I was just going to wait for my GI Bill money to come in, and then I was going to buy a new computer and just shoot this one.
No, don't shoot it. Give it to me.
Okay, you can have it.
Thank you. I did help you buy it, so yes. I guess.
So
some
really,
kind
this
of
is your fault too.
Well, I'll share. I'll take 50%.
When did you
but
buy
no
it?
More.
When did we buy it? Was it like 2 years ago?
And it's already dead.
No, it works fine. It just really sucks to try to get it to connect to any sort of Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
It's awful.
I think you got that in like 2016 or something.
Oh yeah,
something like that. We can check the Hall of Records. I don't.
I don't know what we're gonna look up.
I don't have a Hall of Records. That was a joke. But if I did have a Hall of Records, it would go a little something
like this.
Welcome to the Hall of Records. Peruse my records, won't you?
By Renee Gildersleeve.
Yes.
Peruse my records, why won't you?
Won't you?
That feels like something Jeff Goldblum would say.
Try out our show, won't you?
Give it a try. We're only 400 episodes in.
Just try one.
Just try one. How bad could it be?
Joe Rogan has like 1,500 and he's just now getting good.
Okay, well, he's cheating.
Yeah, he does like... He has a bunch of famous people on there.
Yeah.
He's also a TERF.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I got this one. It's when you get a really good score in golf. He's really good at golfing. Is that it?
No. Yeah.
Oh.
It sounded about right.
Not T-U-R-F?
T-E-R-F.
Oh.
But I don't even think he's the F.
Trendy,
so
trendy exclusionary.
So close.
Retarded.
No.
Fascist. Finkelstein.
I think.
His last name is actually Finkelstein. That's the big reveal. Joe Finkelstein.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. You've all been tricked.
I can't remember what the R stands for.
Would you guys really trust a guy whose last
ribosomes.
Name is Finkelstein?
Riboflavin.
RNA.
RNA.
Ribonucleic acid.
Riboflavin. Yeah, that's it.
What about just ribs?
We don't like Joe Rogan, though, right?
No,
okay,
we don't.
Good.
He's.
I'm okay with Joe Rogan.
He doesn't like trans people. That's what I don't like.
Oh, I never got that from him.
Well, he doesn't like them because he's not allowed to shoot them with a crossbow whenever he wants. So that kind of...
Yeah.
Down for the count.
That is not everybody, though.
Wait, all people? No, there's people you can shoot with crossbows. Come on.
You just got to go certain places.
Yeah. Communist China.
Depends on how much money you have.
You could shoot 15 people in China with a crossbow before... It would even begin to register on the People's Republic of Radar.
Yes.
It
Dude, did you know they have like 400 cases of that new virus over in frickin' China?
Ooh, new virus?
Yeah, the coronavirus.
Is it from the sun?
Renee had last week.
You had the coronavirus?
Hey-o. Yeah, I kind
of
did.
Yeah, no, one person's dead and there's 400-something confirmed cases of the coronavirus over in China, which is hilarious because they should have just called it Kung Flu, but, you know.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Bravo. But, okay, so why do they call it the coronavirus? Does it go into your eyes? Do they melt?
No, I think it goes away with lime. I don't fucking know.
It sounds
like scurvy.
And let me guess, they're calling it an epidemic even though only one person has died.
Yeah, and a bunch of people throughout... Like, everywhere. There's one person up in Seattle that's confirmed to have it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit. Because
it lingers. It doesn't just, like, hit you. You don't just, like, get it, and then you get sick, and then you die. Like, you get it, and then you linger for a few months, and then you get sick, and then you die.
And lingering constitutes, like, mild sickness?
Maybe.
Or, okay.
I don't know. Shit, I might have it. I've been, like, consistently off and on sick for, like, 2 months.
Dude,
yeah,
you have. You probably gave
Whatever.
This to me.
You know what? It's the coronavirus, so we're all going to die anyway. Shred.
Well, only one guy has died so far. How likely is it that we're going to die?
I don't know.
And stop calling it an epidemic when only one guy has died. I don't want you calling it an epidemic until at least 1,000 people have died, and we aren't even close to that.
Until then, it's unfortunate.
Start aiming for that 1,000 number, and then I'll be happy. More murders, please. Thank you.
More.
Oh, this bourbon makes my throat dry.
What?
Hmm.
This is science.
Or it's the coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Yeah.
Just another human being full of slime and fluids.
Slime and grossness.
Mm-hmm. What's with all these people out here, huh? What are you guys doing? You damn human people.
We're here for the
human
show.
Beings. Oh, no, I'm not talking to you guys.
Just in general?
Yeah.
People, what you
doing?
What a
bunch of bastards.
Why haven't you listened to this? Isn't it good? I think so. I'm not very good at telling people that this show is good, though.
You're just like, no, it's like a, you gotta listen.
Did you do this?
No, my mom did, actually. She can do, yeah. She's pretty good at one sides of Rubik's Cubes.
Same.
But not multiple sides.
Yeah, no. That seems to be a common thread with most people.
I couldn't get it, so that means I'm stupid.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you don't spend enough time with Rubik's Cubes. Which means, by association, you don't spend enough time with me. So
we can't spend any more time together.
That's actually, yeah, that's completely true. for context, there is almost always a Rubik's Cube on this table. Currently, there are two Rubik's Cubes.
Hey, I just did white.
Hey. Yay. We both got all the white sides solved.
Fuck, do I get one side done and then get another side done without fucking up this side?
That's part of the magic. The majesty of the Rubik's Cube.
You got a razor blade? I'm going to scrape these stickers off.
You have to find the proper permutation.
Permutate my butt, dude.
Mm.
Gross.
I don't think you want that.
I don't know what that means.
You don't want that.
I'm pretty sure that's a procedure only offered in a Turkish bathhouse anyway, so stay away.
Or one of those massage parlors.
Oh, the happy ending parlors?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are those, by the way?
Not here.
Portland. So I can stay away from them.
Yeah.
So you can warn others.
Yeah.
Don't come here.
Yeah. Don't come here. They try and touch your penis. You're just going to make
people,
the life.
My chastity.
People do come there. Yeah.
Coronavirus. Quick, somebody get him a Corona.
Oh, that might work.
Dude, I saw the best fucking thing. It was this Mexican guy like holding a case of beer. It's like, I'm not going to get the coronavirus because it's Modelo time, fool.
Ah, there you go. See, the real secret is to just get one of those gas masks from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're not very good, but hear me out. You put that on and you just constantly pump cannabis smoke into it. Those impurities will block out the even smaller impurities of the coronavirus, and I promise you will never get sick, ever. You will also maybe never be able to hold a job, as long as these arcane rules in these United States continue to exist.
I think they're pushing forward for a nationwide weed legalization.
It's moving.
It's moving?
I don't know
I remember seeing
which
something
direction.
About it, but I don't know what's going on.
Is our boy Bernie going to do it?
Shit, maybe.
Actually, okay, wait, hang on. I gotta issue a correction to that statement. Bernie is no longer a boy. I think the last time he was a boy was 1776 when the country was founded.
I think it was about World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere around there when George Washington was still kicking it.
Washington.
6'8", weighs a fucking ton. I'm telling you, he went into hiding for about 150 years and came back just to kick some Nazis in the head.
Yeah.
And then he went back in hiding again.
He'll save children, but not the British
children.
He never died.
That's true.
The song never says that he died.
Because he never did.
Exactly. Where's his body?
How many dicks does he have? 20? Who knows?
It's way up in the air, but it was more than one.
I heard that motherfucker had like 30 goddamn dicks.
That's it.
Where's his body? You can't find it.
Nope.
Maybe it's at his plantation or whatever it is he had. I don't know.
No, he was too cool to have a plantation.
No, I think he did.
Dude, do you ever want to just like hop back in time, but like as a ghost, so you can't interact, but you can just like walk around and look at everything?
Yes.
Dude, all the time. That's all I ever want to do ever, is just be a time-traveling ghost.
Where'd you go?
Wherever, man. Oh, anywhere. I'm a time-traveling ghost. I want to go see Vikings. I want to go see Samurai. I want to go see whatever happened to China, I don't remember. I want to see them build the Great Wall. That's what I want to fucking see.
I'm sure it burnt down.
I want to go to Russia and watch all these poor people just try to survive that fucking winter and somehow always doing it every year.
I want to see all the attempted murders of Rasputin.
And just him like, nah.
Yep. They tried to kill him, what, like 7 times?
Like a lot.
Let's learn about Mr. Guy, Rasputin. Rasputin the man.
He's the wizard, right?
He looks so scary. He kind of looks like Spencer.
He sure does look like a wizard. As does Spencer. Look at those eyes. That's going to... Those eyes will kill you. Oh, you know what? We aren't even fucking streaming this. Hey.
Oh, hey.
He's a guy.
We aren't streaming this.
No. Well, we are now. Let me see. Assassination attempt.
Oh, it didn't tell me that you guys are streaming.
Oh, it was supposed to happen. I just clicked it.
No, I mean, like, normally it emails me and says, TGIF is streaming on Smashcast.
And it didn't do that just now?
No.
Jesus. Oh, my throat's getting dry. I don't like this.
Stop drinking.
Well, it's... I still got a little bit left.
You're not my mother.
That's the last of
That's
it, I swear
true.
To God. Okay, 33-year-old present woman attempted to assassinate him by stabbing him in the stomach. He was wounded. It was not clear that he would survive, but he did recover. He, before denouncing a guy, a group of nobles, threat to the empire, concocted a plan to kill him, murdered during...
All I can think about is the Rasputin.
Yeah.
He was a
cat that really was gone. Ra ra Rasputin. Actually, I have that.
Wait,
song
wait, right
what?
There.
Yeah.
Just put it right there.
They gave him some cyanide and some cyanide lace cakes, but then he said no. But then he started eating them, and then he wasn't affected by the poison. Then he took some wine that had also been poisoned, drank 3 glasses, still no signs of distress.
So he just loved poison.
No, they kept feeding him poison. He wouldn't fucking die, so they were finally like, fuck it, we're going to shoot him in the face.
Where's did it say what kind of poison?
I could... Cyanide.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like if you smell a little bit too much, you're gone.
Well, it's in apples, too. So
apple seeds and very trace amounts.
Who's to say that cyanide just doesn't taste like apples and he just really enjoyed the taste? Could be something like that.
Supposedly they smell like almonds, which raises the question, what the fuck's an almond smell like?
I've never known what... Well, wait, that's not true. You ever had Disaronno? It's an almond-flavored liqueur. You can use it to make...
Does it taste more like almonds or liqueur?
Oh.
Yeah. One of those tube things. Yeah.
You know, flip a coin, pick one, whatever.
Probably...
Doesn't almond hide the taste of cyanide?
But cyanide also tastes like almonds, supposedly.
Right. So,
according to the people who have tasted cyanide and lived, which isn't very many people. What is my throat doing? I hate this.
Stop drinking.
But it's so good.
Okay, just drink it up right now.
Drink
okay,
it.
Drink
it
all right
go,
now, and then
go,
drink out
go,
of the
go, go,
go,
go,
go. All right, good.
At the end. Ugh.
The end.
400. And I'm going to... die on this episode, apparently.
Hell yeah.
Hey, who wants to... Anybody want to see a live death?
Hell yeah.
Please don't die.
You're not going to get it by drinking water, though. Hang on. But yeah, he's a dead guy.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Jeez.
I love this song.
It's very good. You ever seen the music video for this?
No.
It's goofy as hell. Hang on. Let's get it on here. Boney M. All right. You're going to love this. This is the Rasputin music video.
I'm sure our listeners will love this.
Here's the guy.
What do you think Rasputin would do if he saw this video?
I think he'd jam to it.
He'd be like, well, this is kind of fucking hilarious, actually.
I mean, he wasn't a murderer, right?
I think he kind of was.
He might have been.
He was definitely a scary dude. You saw that picture.
Yeah, mostly I just like it for this, for the black man with a giant white beard pretending to be Rasputin. It's amazing. Anyway, let me
see.
If
you want to see it, watch it on your own time.
Let's find if he murdered anybody. News of his murder.
No, mostly him being murdered.
Yeah.
But apparently they tried to kill him like several times and he just wouldn't fucking die until they shot him in the head.
Didn't they do like a lot of things to him?
Yeah, that one chick stabbed him in the stomach. They fed him cyanide. He went home. They followed him in his house and then did something. And then he jumped up and attacked him. So then they finally shot him in the face.
Yep.
But didn't they like draw, quarter him?
Afterwards? Yeah, I think so.
Well, he a guy that just wouldn't die.
He was buried. His body was exhumed and burned by a detachment of soldiers shortly after the Tsar abdicated the throne in order to prevent his burial site to become a rallying point.
He had a wife?
Wait, did I say that?
He had a daughter.
Where's that live? Hang on.
It's in the paragraph that's right at the bottom right now.
This one?
Yeah.
Buried 2 January, small church building. That's Rasputin's wife, mistress, and children were not invited, although his daughters met with the royal family at Vyerber's home later that day. It's not even a fucking word.
Their funeral.
If you see a word.
Barakta.
If you see a word and it starts with a V, then a Y, then an R, you know you're reading a fake word. It's not real. You've been tricked.
All words
start over. Try reading. Get a different book.
Reread it, but backwards.
Yeah.
You might be able to work with that. Avaberv.
Nope, that's still stupid.
Avaberv.
Sorry, it's dumb. You can't live this way.
And I also can't disagree with you.
Thank you. You have seen the light. The light that is me being correct.
Ew, that picture is of him with a bullet in his head.
Oh, yeah, check it out.
Oh, yeah, he's so dead.
You guys want to see a dead guy?
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh, man, he's so dead.
Yep, dead boy. Anyway.
Ugh.
Not dead?
That freaks
dead.
Me out.
Not dead? Dead.
Yeah, he's scary.
Is he scarier when he's alive or when he's dead?
Both. Somehow.
When he's alive, he's like, I'm going to haunt your soul. But then when he's dead, he's definitely haunting your soul.
Yeah.
Now we're all going to have fucked up dreams tonight.
Not true.
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 No.
Text
I bless you
me.
All with I bless you all with good dreams.
I will text you.
No, if I have a nightmare, I'm going to text you first.
Please do. 3 a.m. What the fuck?
Nightmare
help,
group
help,
chat.
Help.
This guy's going to be in your dreams now, unfortunately.
Thanks
I just
lot.
Text you like all this weird shit in fluent Russian, and then you're like, what? And I'm just asleep.
Dolstravanya. And then we never hear from you again.
Oh, Renee talked last night in his sleep again.
Ooh, elaborate.
Was it in Russian?
No, you were just saying some, I wish I could remember what it was, but you were just like, you know what? This thing is not even what they think it is.
They don't think it be like it is.
That was it.
They don't think it be like it is, but
they don't
do.
Think what they think it. Yeah, they don't know what they think.
They don't know what they think it is, but it do. And
but
he's
it,
like, but it do.
But it do, man.
I've stopped. I used to try and like goad him.
Yeah.
And like, to get him. Yeah. What?
Now
and
it's just fucking annoying.
Now I'm just like, oh my god, he's talking again. I'm trying to fucking sleep.
I'm surprised.
He talks right as I'm falling asleep.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
which
oh,
means
damn
he's
it.
Already been asleep for 2 hours.
Yeah, he falls asleep really fast.
Dude,
I'm
relatable.
Good at it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I've been having
speed
trouble
sleep.
Falling asleep lately.
Me too.
So it's been taking me like a whole like 20 minutes to fall asleep. It's
unless
ridiculous.
I'm watching MST3K and then I fall asleep
what
immediately.
The fuck? That sounds terrifying. Or is it just really boring?
No, it's a great movie.
No, it's just really bad movies.
Oh.
Yeah. I've told you of it before.
Yeah.
The premise is you're trapped on a satellite and you're forced to watch bad movies because a scientist is trying to find the worst movie ever made to use it to take over the world.
What's the worst one so far?
All of them.
They're all, no, come on. You like Jack Frost.
I do like
that's
Jack
actually
Frost.
That's the highest rated movie that they've
is
ever
it?
Done. Yeah, it's got like a 6 on IMDb. Most of them
out of 100,
dude. Most of them are sub 3s. I'm not even kidding.
Is it out of 10?
It makes me think. Yeah. Like if somebody spent like that much money to make a movie, at some point would you not like sit down and watch the finished product and be like, wow, this is pretty bad?
I don't think so, because there comes a point of no return in the production where too much money has been spent.
Yeah.
And if you were to quit on it, it would just be considered a waste of money. So mm-hmm. you got to make something. So you might as well just see that piece of shit through to the end. That's how you end up with gems like Hobgoblins. And Boggy Creek 2.
And Bulletproof.
Yeah, definitely Bulletproof.
What a great movie.
Mac and me.
Your worst nightmare, Butthorn.
We need a rewatch of that, I think. It's overdue.
Oh, yeah.
That is, for those curious, that is what the intro clip was from. It is Bulletproof, 1988, starring Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
The only reason we watched that movie was because he says Butthorn in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the reason you really need. And then you won't find many reasons to watch it a second time, except for that first reason.
For nostalgia purposes.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
The nostalgia of Butthorn. It lingers. It's real.
The nostalgia of the Butthorn.
Oh, God, my throat is... I hate this so much. Why is this happening?
Are you sick? Are you die?
What?
You have the coronavirus?
Is that how it begins?
Quick, drink more Jim Beam to burn it away.
I don't think it's going to work.
Stop drinking.
I'm not having it anymore. Just go away.
Solid idea.
I'm done with that. It sucks because, like, I earned it. And I want it, but it's murdering me.
I earned this. I deserve it.
Yeah. I fixed a computer with a knife to get that. And this is how I'm repaid?
Yeah.
It's not very cool.
The putty knife.
Are you as big a fan of his new haircut as I am?
Yes.
I'm a very big fan.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah.
How about you?
Big fan.
Actually, I paid someone else to give me this haircut, but...
yeah, no
thank
shit,
thank you for noticing.
But he did come home with his ponytail, and I got to keep it.
Yeah, she's going to put it in a Victorian death thingy. It's going to be great.
Victorian death thingy.
Yeah.
Put it in a witch bag and hex him with good luck.
I would never hex him.
Yeah, no, hex him
hexes
with...
are always bad, aren't
what?
They?
No, you can hex him with good luck, I think.
No.
I'm not a scientist.
Not allowed. No, if
you're
you...
not a scientist.
No, if it's okay, good Jared. Luck, if it's good luck, it's a charm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
charm him.
Only positive sounding words. All right, I'm going to do something awful. Give me one second.
Honk!
Oh, my God. So we were driving up here, and there was this guy that had, like, a boat horn for a fucking car horn.
It was weird.
It was so loud. It sounded like the beginning of, like, a jazz song. It was like,
he was ahead of us by three cars, and I swear to God, my windshield vibrated.
Yeah, it was no joke. Like, so fucking loud.
If you ever
car.
Have to use a horn... You better be ready to use a horn, right?
Yep.
It was so bad.
Someone's trying to cut you off, just like use the sound waves to push them back in their lane.
Might as well just steal one from a Star Destroyer and mount it on your hood.
Dude, that's phenomenal.
Like, what the hell? I couldn't even tell what car it was from, which is really unfortunate.
It was just from all of them.
That's what it felt like. It felt like every car on the road honked at once. It was kind of impressive.
3, 2, 1. Everybody honk except for Renee.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And in comparison, my horn is so fucking lame. Like, as a horn in general...
At least you have a horn.
At least I have one, but it is not very powerful, and I wish it was more like that guy's that I heard tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Also, have you ever done this? You're driving on the road, and then all of a sudden, a car passes you, and it's the exact same model of car that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes you rethink the car that you have.
You're like, God damn, that thing fucking sucks.
That happened to me driving to work today. I saw my own car pass me, and it just looked goofy. It looks like a weird little, like, developmentally stunted ladybug driving down the road. Like, the side view mirrors are just poking out. They're so small compared to the rest of the car. And the worst thing about the car that was passing me was it had a Don't Tread On Me sticker stuck to the back of it.
You're like, oh, fuck off.
It just amplified its dorkiness by 10.
You're like, dude, if you got a Jeep, maybe I'd take that seriously.
Maybe a Jeep, but like, why would you put that on a fucking Ford Focus hatchback?
Don't tread on me.
Don't tread on me, but if you do,
what?
There's not much I can do about it, so the
don't
end.
Tread on me. Or what, dude? You can go type a really mean report about me? Fuck off.
Yeah, if I tread on that guy, he will spin his front tires and be unable to accelerate at a rate of more than 10 miles an hour per 5 seconds. That's what will happen. It just looks silly. I prefer the alternative phrase, don't step on snake.
No step on snake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd wear that as a shirt. Please get me one.
No step on snake.
No step on snake. It's the same snake.
Snake as S-N-E-K.
Snake.
Yeah.
No Please, step. I would like one.
Have I told you about the snake story that my dad has?
You have not. I'm intrigued.
So he was in China, and the guide dude was like, you guys have to have this snake. Like, it's really good. Gotta have the snake. And my dad's terrified of snakes, like a la Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And it turns out this guy is just trying to say snack.
But it was made of snake.
Yeah, right?
Dude. That makes me think my buddy has a Chinese culture class that he's taking right now. He's like, dude, it's fucking impossible. Because, like, the lady, I'm sure she's a great teacher, but she has just, like, the thickest Chinese accent.
That sucks.
And he's like,
oh, no.
I guess I just better make sure to do my online work then.
I tried to appreciate your culture, and I failed.
I had a teacher who is a sociology teacher, which is probably why I hate sociology. Mm. He had this like really bad speech impediment that made it so fucking hard to understand him. And I'm like, I don't understand how he's a teacher. I mean, like, yeah. I feel bad for him, but like, I
gotta learn.
I have to know what you're saying.
What was it? A lisp? Was it
a
stutter?
No,
was it a mumble?
He had like MS or something weird. I mean, like, but he could
MS
not,
of the throat.
I don't know. Shut up. He had some like lifelong thing and degenerative thing, and it sucked. I felt so bad for him, but I just could not understand a word he said.
Yep, I had a chemistry professor. Just the thickest Mexican accent. Make no mistake, what little bits I could pick out of what he was saying, everything clicked, and like chemistry was starting to make sense. Everything was going great. But if you only catch 20% of the class, that's still not how you pass.
Right.
Which sucked, but...
Did you pass it?
No, I dropped it.
Really?
Couldn't do it.
Wow.
Couldn't hack it.
They should give you a reason on the form.
They should. They really should, especially at Clark, because like those teachers, they are disposable.
Mm-hmm. They kind of suck, but
it's practice teaching, really. If you can't make it there, who's to say you could make it at a real university?
Well, they turn over teachers so fast. That's why I say they're disposable.
Oh yeah,
over at WSU, everybody's a freaking doctor. It's crazy.
Almost everyone.
This dude's like, yeah, I got a doctorate in mathology, and you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yes, I have a PhD in triangles.
Are you at WSU yet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm,
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Been going for a couple weeks now. Semester just fired up.
Nice. Is it your first semester?
Yep, at WSU.
Yay, I'm so proud of you.
Yay. At the end of this semester, I should be a junior, plus a little bit of...
Nice.
Plus a few extra credits.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Excellent. And now you get to... wear the sweaters and all the gear and hate the Huskies just like we do. You're not gonna do that?
Fuck no.
I got
better shit to do with
my life. We
gotta
win the Apple Cup sometime. All the charms that we've tried in this house to get them to win have failed, including my dad not watching the game. So now we need you on our side to try and shift the balance.
Do the Cougs actually have like a football team?
Yes.
From where? Is it in Pullman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on. One second.
Also, you have to say go Cougs if you see somebody wearing Coug gear.
Okay.
It's true. All right, here we go. Check it out.
Laura does it in the weirdest places. We were at Red Robin, this lady. We were leaving, and this lady had a WSU shirt on. And she's like, go Cougs. And I'm like, oh, shit, go Cougs.
And you're like, oh, goddamn.
It does catch you off guard. But look at this shit. They've been doing the Apple Cup since 1900. And here is a chart of all the wins and losses that have occurred.
Is the blue the Huskies?
Yes.
Wow, they sure win a lot.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like, yeah. But let's see. It's been the last time WSU won the Apple Cup was 2012.
Ugh.
So,
maybe I should go to a winning school.
Maybe you should stick with the one you're at and help us win.
Yeah,
okay.
What am I gonna do? I'm gonna go join the football team? Fuck you, I'm 5'8".
You don't have to join the football team, you just have to project your mental energy at them to win.
Maybe I should
When is it?
The next one? Oh, that's a good question. 20, how do you do this? 20 apple cup, probably like this. WSU, November 27th, what? WSU, another Black Friday apple cup. Oh, gotta wait till November for this crap.
Those are already happened.
Well,
no, 2019's already happened.
Right.
Yeah, no. Now it's 2020 football.
It is 2020. God damn it.
Yes.
Dude, this shit fucks you up.
I'll get it sometime.
I was thinking at some point maybe like transfer over to WSU Pullman for a semester. I think that'd be fun. Just for like a semester, because you don't have
to just
go.
End up like Ben.
Yeah, just be careful. You might never leave.
Yeah, he will never leave that campus.
He's going to go there
as long
as he can.
He's
going to
go there as long as he can.
It's going to be over soon. He won't be there till he's 30. Well,
we don't know this.
Anything could happen.
Listen, Ben is a dear friend of mine. However,
you're allowed to trash talk him.
However, his stories about being the old man of his fraternity.
He's like 26, man. That's not even that old.
Yeah, you're not allowed to call yourself old. Yeah, really. I know it's funny to do that, but
what? How? When can you? Can I?
No. You're not old.
I'm 30.
That's not
That's
old.
Not even old.
I'm so old. I love it.
Give me gray hairs and a cane.
I have lots of gray hairs.
If you were actually old, you wouldn't be saying you love it. You'd be wishing you had the good old days back.
I do wish for the good old days. I just like being old.
But it's all right.
I don't know why, but your Rubik's Cube that's 5 on 5 is really bugging me today.
This one?
Yes.
Because I never fixed it?
Because you didn't fix it.
That's
what it is.
That was
normally it doesn't bug me, but today it is.
That was a group effort between me and my dad.
Really?
Yeah, we did that on Christmas Day.
Nice.
I think.
That's how you ruin Christmas, dude.
No, that was a great Christmas. What are you talking about?
Who is calling me?
No one important, I assume.
We can talk to her later.
Okay.
We're gonna go with nah.
Damn.
Not
that's enough for me, dog.
Yeah. Not that she's a lovely girl and I love her to death. She's also possibly unstable. So
does she own a horse?
No.
Okay.
That's how you
Does she own a PT Cruiser?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Does she?
Is she calling me again?
Does she know we're talking about her?
I hope not.
How many people have you passed this link out to anyway? You know this is a secret show.
Oh, no. This is a different dude.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're cool.
All right.
So that's not weird.
So yeah, no horse, no PT
Cruiser. Well, everybody's lining up to go bowling at like 9 or 9:30.
Oh, okay.
So like, I'm gonna get down here, eat some cake because it sounds fucking great.
And yeah,
it's
dude.
A really good cake.
Yes.
You're gonna love it.
And then I'm gonna go bowling in Hazeldell Lanes or something.
Oh, nice.
No, that place has been here for like 60 years. Am I wrong?
And Renee was saying he did karaoke there once.
Karaoke. Yeah, he did. He did. Bare Naked Ladies 7 days
or
one week.
1 week equals 7 days.
Seven.
7 days is the Weird Al version.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
7 days.
It's been seven
days since you looked at me.
No. I wanna write this parody. It's 7 days to the tune of 1 week, but it's about how you're gonna die in 7 days.
That also reminds me of that show, The 7 Days, and he has like 7 days to go back in time and fix it. It's Scott Bakula.
Quantum Leap?
Quantum. No,
Scott
I don't. Wait,
Bakula?
Is it that?
Yes.
Okay.
Bakula? That sounds made up.
No, it's Bakula.
He's a real guy.
They have like something, shit goes down, and so he goes into this like time thing, and he has like 7 days to fix it.
How far do they send him back? Like
7 days.
Like 7 days back.
Did I stutter?
No, like I get that he's getting sent back and that he has 7 days, but did they send him back?
I thought Quantum
7 Leap.
No, it's not Quantum Leap. It's something else.
But still starring Scott Bakula.
I think so.
Hang on.
7 days, Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula is a real man. He looks like that. He was Captain Archer on Star Trek. I'm looking for the word 7.
I don't think you're going to find it.
It's not here. Scott Bakula, 7 days. I'm typing it in. I accidentally made it Scotty Bakula. Scott Bakula is a topic. He's on NCIS. I found nothing. Hey, what do you know?
It.
You're right. I found absolutely nothing.
You are going to find nothing. God that, damn.
That's 100% correct. I'm
maybe it is.
You never did answer my question. Do they send him back like a week from the day he is on?
I think, but maybe not.
Okay.
But the
like,
time,
I know you said
he has 7 days to fix it. And I don't know if he goes back 7 days or if it's just like.
Yeah, that's where my disconnect was. And I was like.
I see.
Answer my goddamn question.
I'm sorry. Now I wish I knew what it was.
7 days from now.
Is it? It might be Quantum Leap.
Well, Quantum Leap is all over the goddamn map, though.
No, that's when he just is in different people. Maybe that is.
Yeah.
Renee, look, I found maximum looseness between all the joints.
Are you going to rip it apart now?
No, you know how they get stuck and they're really hard to twist?
Yeah.
I got them stuck at a point, so every way you turn it, maximum looseness.
It's wiggly, eh?
But only right here, because then you turn it one and then it gets fucking stuck again.
I guess just don't do that.
Yeah. I don't know what you're going to do with this information, but now you have it.
I'm going to store it away for future use.
Good.
That's what I'll do.
Good.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that, you know.
I'm here for you guys.
Store
that
info.
What's the coolest thing you can make with origami?
A gun.
A boat.
I can make a ninja star.
I can make a sail ship. Like a sail ship.
Water bomb.
Elaborate.
You can fold. Okay. It's just like making a balloon. You fold the paper balloon out of paper, but then you pour water into it.
Is he making shit up?
No, this is real.
This sounds suspicious. No,
I don't know, but I have my suspicions.
I've fucking done this. I've done this.
I got suspicions right now.
I got suspicions.
No. You can. Okay, you never folded a balloon out of paper? It ends up being square.
Hop on the YouTube. I need to see
this. All right, hang on.
Hop on the tube.
On the old
water bomb. All right, here we go. Origami. There. Oh. All right, here it is.
Okay.
This is the exact shape that I've made in the past. I swear to God. This is it. This has got 1.7 million views, and it was filmed with a fucking turkey sandwich.
No, it was filmed with the old ice stone.
All right, see, look, there's the thumbnail down there. Foldy, 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 blah, blah, blah. And eventually you get one of these little dude men. Turns into a... Look, all right, that will hold water. He does not demonstrate it here like the fucking moron he is, but it's, you can put water in it, I swear to God.
And then just peg somebody with it?
Yep. It doesn't hold water for more than 2 minutes, I would say.
After that, it gets waterlogged.
Here, how about we go to Rob's world? I think he's got a bit more of a proper demonstration.
What do you record this audio on? Balloon.
It's pretty cool. You can blow it up, and it doesn't float around or anything, but good thing about it.
Nobody pours water into it? Okay, if you're going to put water bomb in your title, put some fucking water in it.
You moron!
Jesus Christ, what is going on here?
This guy's a fuck. You know what? Type in unsubscribe, just so he knows that you unsubscribed.
Can I, wait, hang on. No, check this out. All right, watch this. All right, wait for it, okay? We're going to do... All right, we're going to edit his title.
Lying bullshit ass shit.
Okay, I spelled it wrong.
Unsubscribe.
I spelled it wrong.
Wait, did you really do that?
Not really, no.
Just on his computer?
Yeah.
Unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
Can you imagine if you had the power to do this to people's shit?
Oh my God, I'd be doing it all the time and I would be in jail.
I am a lying douche. Don't watch this. It's a waste of 4 minutes.
Rob's world, more like Rob's anus. Oh, wait, look, this guy's actually pouring water into it. Hang on. Howcast.
A minute 51.
I knew these guys had come through. You don't need a latex. All right, let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Just paper loosely in your hands and blow. Inflate it. Paper balloon. First, be a hot girl. And you've made a paper balloon water bomb. Now just be careful. Ta-da! Finally! That's what should have happened to Rob! Not that.
Dude, what if he, like, pulled out a machete and then that was the end of the video?
You tossed that water bomb at. Imagine that's Rob.
What's up, Rob?
And he's all wet, the fucking dick. Anyway, That's how you do it.
Hell yeah.
First, make a balloon, then put water in it at the end.
I forgot how we got here in the first place.
Oh,
you asked us what origami thing we can do.
Yeah, I can do a ninja star.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Let's see. I knew a bunch of kids that used to make paper claws.
Dude, yeah, I never did figure those out. Those were cool.
I figured that out.
I traded somebody a quarter for one of them one time.
Yeah, worthy price.
Sixth grade. That's who it was. Yes, they had like a whole shitload, and I was like, hey, how much for one of those? Like a quarter? And I was like, bling, and I got my one claw.
Nice. Yeah. Should have gotten the whole hand though, man.
I didn't have $1.25 on me.
In sixth grade? What were you, poor? Come on.
I didn't have a stable source of income, Renee. I was 12.
Sixth grade? Ew.
You should have been working in the fields.
Yeah, man.
The woodland fields. Dude, the daisy field. No, wait. No, the tulip fields.
The lilac gardens.
Oh, the lilac gardens. Yeah.
I'm sure at least one guy has dropped a quarter out in there that you could have found while planting plants.
Planting plants and picking berries.
Exactly.
Dude, yeah, when you pick berries, they pay you by, like, the pound versus, like, the hour or anything.
Really?
And I got to tell you, after you've been picking for, like, 3 hours and you have, like, 3 pounds and you get, like, $6.50, it's just not a good time.
You're kind of praying for minimum wage at that point.
Dude, I'm praying that I'm dead so I don't have to come here tomorrow.
Where did you do this?
Oh, this was, where was this?
Were you in sixth grade?
No. I think I was younger than that. Where was I? Yeah, I went with my Aunt Carmen. That's who it was. She's like, yeah, I'll pay you boys however much per pound. And I was like, hell yeah, pounds are light. I'll just go fucking pick hella pounds.
What kind of berries?
Blueberries.
Okay. Yeah, those take a long time to add up.
Fuck that, dude. Fuck that and everything about that. I'm a grown man and I wouldn't go do that right now. If you need help picking berries, tell me and I will spend some time and we'll have fun and we'll make a day out of picking berries. You know, it's going to be a good time. Don't tell me you're going to fucking pay me by the pound. Now you're insulting me. You're going to give me like $6 for a whole day's worth of work. Eat my butt.
You've exchanged fun for the promise of money, and it's not even that much money you've been
ruined
promised.
My fucking Saturday when I was like 11.
Aunt Carmen. God damn it.
Dude, the more I think about it, the angrier I get. Can we talk about anything else?
Yes.
Love my Aunt Carmen to death, but she had the weirdest dumb shit like that, that she'd be like, oh, do you want to make some money? I'm like, hell yeah. She's like, cool, come work at my house. And she'd pay you like $5 an hour.
Really?
And you're like fucking peeling wooden planks off of shit.
Dude, my grandparents were reasonable about it. Like,
something smells like it's burning.
It definitely does.
Ah, that's just us having a great time.
It might be the steam coming out of my ears. No, but for real, something is burning. That's plastic.
Oh, yeah. Hey, does anybody smell that burning smell? Is it our neighbors having a
out of morbid curiosity, where's your guys' fire extinguisher, just in case we need it?
Oh, it's not upstairs, I'll tell you that.
All right, where's the bucket?
It's like that movie where it's like right next to the fire.
Yeah, what the fuck? That was ridiculous. Oh, yeah, that was one MST3K movie we watched. It was Merlin's Shop of Mystical Wonders.
Promising.
It's so fucking weird, because you're introduced to this Merlin guy.
It's bugging me.
You want to crack open that door and take a sniff outside and see if anybody's dying down
there? Well, I don't hear any smoke detectors beeping, so.
Give it a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, the house is burning down live on the air.
Is that candles?
Is someone trying to bring a cake up here with candles lit on it?
Happy 400th to you.
It's coming from outside, I think, or in here.
See, I looked out there, and I didn't see the neighbors.
But I see no physical forms of flames and or
it's
fire.
It's either from
and
outside
fury.
Or in here.
I'm just going to close that up. Well, I don't see anything smoking in here, so.
Yeah, I don't smell it anymore.
All the most likely things to burn are right next to Jared's head.
Yeah, it was outside because he closed the window, and now I can't smell it.
I can still smell it.
Not the worst burning thing I've ever smelled.
Not burning garbage, but it's something burning.
I don't think it's a tire. I know what that smells like.
Yeah, it smells bad. That smelled more like candles. Someone's having an outdoor birthday party at 9 at night.
Yeah, it smells like birthday. I'm okay with that.
Okay, now I smell it again. You know what? Fuck it. If we die, we die.
It'll be live, though.
Hell yeah.
I may not actually...
Caught on tape for the world to see.
If I die, who the hell's gonna upload this? Do we,
I had to smile at the camera so they know it's really me, and I died here.
I never, man, honestly, I do need to show someone else how to upload this show. And
I think you tried showing me once and I was like, nah, that's too long. And I just immediately gave up.
Well, I tried to write it out.
That sounds like something you would do.
I tried to.
No, just like, that's enough for me, dog.
Nah, that sucks. And I just left.
See, what I had done was I had tried writing out instructions for you.
Oh, yeah.
And those were too long, which is why to this day...
You know I can't read.
Which is why to this day, the empty fields that I have for when I copy and paste the show description still say, creative show description goes here. That's a legacy feature from when I was trying to write directions for you.
And we were just like, this is dumb.
Yep, pretty much. So, yeah, if I die, the show goes with me.
Yeah.
Unless I...
Did you get your hair cut?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
My mom gave me $20 and told me to go get a haircut. And I found the longer I wait between haircuts, the more likely the chances that my mom's going to get angry and give me money, and then she'll pay for my haircut.
Nice.
Did you get it cut on the same day as me? This would have been Saturday.
I got mine on last Thursday, so a couple days ago.
Oh, okay, shit.
No, yesterday.
Last Thursday is yesterday.
Yeah, what day is it? Friday?
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm at the show.
What fucking day is TGIF?
Yeah, who'd have thunk?
Thank God it's fun to be here.
I took a nap before I came here and it fucked up my system. I don't know where I am anymore.
You gotta, okay.
I could be on fucking Mars.
I know naps seem really good, but they don't seem to be treating you very well, man.
They do, dude. Once I get off work and I get home, all I want in this entire world is to just not be conscious.
Fair point.
And I just like, you know what? I just need to recharge a little bit. And I do really have the best naps before I come over here.
You ever do that thing where you drink a little bit of coffee before you take your nap? And then when you wake up, you feel extra awesome.
No, I've had that thing where you drink.
I did that today.
Oh, yeah?
I had that thing where you drink a bunch of coffee before you take a nap, and you wake up halfway through with your heart pounding.
Oh, that's,
Oh, I love it when you're just like, you're not more awake, but you're more anxious.
And you're just sitting there just like. I'm like walking into class super nervous, and I don't even know why. I'm just like, oh, that's right, because I had 4 cups of coffee today.
Oh, Jesus Christ. 4? I can't have more than 2 in one day. How do you.
Excuse me.
How do you do it?
How many did you have that one time?
That one time.
Oh, that one time?
It was bad. He overdosed.
Oh, you mean when I had to take you to the ER?
Yes.
Oh, I had 2 cups of cold brew, which is probably like 10 cups of actual coffee.
I think it's like 4 or 5, maybe 6.
It was bad.
Did you water it down like you're supposed to?
No. I put creamer in it.
Yeah, okay.
It just makes it taste better.
That just
not,
makes it taste better, not actually watering it down.
That
to
doesn't
normal.
Dilute anything.
It makes it taste better, and honestly, it might make it glom onto my brain cells more just because of the nature of there being more fat in it. It's like, yeah, I'll absorb myself into your body way faster and also make you think that you're like able to see sounds and you can drive your car at 80 miles an hour. No big deal.
You're just like... You just all of a sudden, just like you black out for a second, all of a sudden you find yourself in the fast lane on the freeway with Tyga's Switch Lanes playing on high.
Yeah, that shit was awful, man. Don't drink too much coffee.
No, I've been there, dog.
If you do drink too much coffee, at least like ramp up to it very slowly so it feels kind of normal.
Or if you magically find yourself all of a sudden having drank too much coffee, go do something productive with it. Go for a run.
Dig a ditch.
Yeah, you have all this time and energy. Go get some exercise.
Clean up litter on the side of the freeway.
Very quickly.
Speaking of exercise, I've been walking 2 miles a day with my dad.
Nice.
Yeah. Yay. I figured he would be proud of me.
I am proud. That's awesome. I went for a run on Wednesday at the WSU gym. That's the first time I went for a run in a long time. And let me tell you. I don't got it anymore. I ran for like 5 minutes. I was like, all right, we're going to take a breather. And then I ran for another 3 minutes. I was like, all right, we're calling that good.
That's great.
I'm glad you're on my side with that. Running is absolute bullshit.
No, I can definitely build myself back up to where I was. But for now, it's just fucking miserable, dude. And then mind you, after I get done, I have to walk uphill to get to my fucking car.
Oh, God.
Right. Where are you parking?
Blue.
Oh, okay.
There's a blue?
Is that the lowest one?
Highest. It's like visitor parking. It's like $4 a day.
Oh, okay.
No, because all the orange passes are taken, and I don't want to pay for a green because it's even farther away from my classes than a blue is. So I'm just like, hey, and you go get a blue pass.
But then you got to pay by
the... They changed the color since I've been there.
Oh, but then you got to pay by the day, don't you?
$4, yeah.
That might end up being more.
No, and I'm borrowing a friend's car right now while mine's getting worked on. And so I don't want to go buy a pass for a car that I just have to immediately, once it gets fixed, go buy another pass for.
That makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many days a week are you on campus?
4.
Oh, my God.
It adds up quick.
It does.
$16 a week parking.
Now I just kind of scroll around the parking lot a little bit when I see somebody about to leave. Like, stop. Give me your pass.
Mm-hmm. That's better than PSU, though.
Yeah.
Do they give you the pass?
Sometimes. I'm just kidding. I've never done that, but I've thought about it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. So that's what I would try for.
Yeah.
Just move the pass along. I've given my pass away to people before, yeah. Like, as I leave. That's the cooler move, honestly.
No, yeah. I've been meaning to do that, but every time I leave, there's nobody there. So I'm just like, okay, bye.
Here's what you do. You just take the pass and you put it in the door of the ticket pay thing.
Yeah, people do that.
Before you leave. And then whoever comes up next, they can just grab it.
Until they buy it and they look and they have two, they're like, well, fuck.
No, they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
People who are desperate for parking will search for any way to get out of it.
And the parking lots are never really that full, which is kind of amazing to me.
The economy must be balancing out
the
parking economy.
Up in blue, there's always parking. Orange might be full because, you know, they sell all the fucking passes for orange. But, like, red, there's still room for red and green, and blue is always empty.
Do you know if it's still a class 3 felony to replicate a parking pass there?
I do not, but that's fucking hilarious.
It's very silly. The mere fact that it says on the pass that it's a class 3 felony makes me want to figure out how to clone their passes even more.
Copy it. Just bzzz, yeah. We're good.
It doesn't help that they change it, like, every year, though.
Yeah.
The shape of it and where the holographic motherfucker is. Hate that thing.
I got a buddy that has an orange one. I might as well just take his and photocopy it.
Photocopy it might not work, though. You can experiment with it, but they've gotten sophisticated with their counterfeit measures on those parking passes.
More money do you need from us, dude?
I wouldn't be surprised if they were putting RFID chips in them.
No wonder they keep charging more for parking passes. They keep getting more expensive.
Here's some bullshit that I heard involving RFID chips. Granted, this was a comment I read on the internet, so...
Take that salts, for what it is.
Salts of grains have them. They're putting RFID chips in the bottoms of paper cups at amusement parks to see if you are authorized to get refills or not. The soda machines will detect if your cup has the chip in it, and if it does not, it will not dispense fluid. It is rumored to be currently happening at Universal Studios Orlando, and probably slowly rolling out to Disney thereafter.
That kind of sounds like some shit they would do.
Oh, yeah. I 100% believe in it.
Yeah. How much are RFID chips, anyway?
Like 3 cents. Dude, they're so fucking cheap. You don't even... Hang on a second. Let's find out. Amazon. RFID chip. Let me see. Six micro NFC tags for $13. Of course, those are marked way the hell up.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could find some big numbers. Hang on. Bulk RFID buy, probably. Wholesale RFID tags. 500. Oh, no, that's for animals.
Same thing.
Okay, whatever. We'll just use that. You could get 500 for about 91 cents each, it looks like. But those are attached to your animal's collar, not to the bottom of a paper cup, so.
Yeah.
Not quite the same thing. Just assume that if they're being attached to the bottom of a paper cup, they are way cheaper than that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's call it like 12 cents a unit for 1,000 units. That's like what? $120? Yeah.
I don't know.
Something like that. I don't know, man. It is not much money.
I think it's time for cake.
Yes, I'm on the same page as
you. Is it cake time? Give me some. Give me some fucking cake. I want it. We earned it. We did 400 of these. We made it, you guys.
Oh, hundo, dude.
I'm super proud of you, babe.
I can expect y'all here for number 500?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Cool.
As far as I'm aware.
I will see you then. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not watching to a TGF Radio show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS and Spotify are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table. I got one. It's 9/11. Make a wish.
Wait, what?
It's 9/11.
That's not even close to how it works. It's 11/11.
I don't know.
You fucking terrorist.
It's 9/11. Death to America. What the fuck do you want from me? Come on.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of me too. This journey I started when I was 16 has ended up here.
Wait, are you 25 or 26?
I'm 25. Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
9 years.
Years and 3 days.
Yep. Pretty fun. Okay, we're all square. We're all good. Statements are out. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.